Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Zipping along.
And you really are, Otto. There's no question about it. And with us, we have two people from North Hempstead Park Department, which is Kevin Hawkins and Mary Mahaffey. And we've been talking about all the different programs that are coming up, a little touching on the park and the visioning of the future of what's going to be happening down there. But currently, we're in the process of upgrading one of our pools. Kevin, can you talk about that for a minute?
Yes, Clinton G. Martin in the Special Parks District of New Hyde Park is being renovated. They have some beautiful plans. The engineering department is taking care of that, and they're going to begin on the construction. But for this summer, the pool is closed. We do have a 4-in-1 pass, which the town has never offered before, and it's for the people in the New Hyde Park Park District. And they are able to go to Tully Aquatic Center, Whitney Pond Park Pool, Manor Haven Pool, and North Hempstead Beach Park with that one pass.
Okay. Where do they get that pass?
They can get it at Tully Park.
Okay.
With the Aquatic Center there. They go in there and they can register for the pass in there.
Okay.
And then they will show that pass at whichever park they go to.
Okay. What's the fee on that?
Right now, we're at the regular, so there was an early bird, but that has passed. So the regular prices now are, for a family, it's $248. For a couple, it's $210. For an individual, it's $132. For a senior, it's $88. For a senior couple, it's $112. For a youth, so that would be through 3 to 17, and the only reason you would purchase a single use if they were just taking swim classes and nothing else, that would be $112. For a volunteer, a vet, disabled individual, it would be $94. For a volunteer, vet, or disabled family, it would be $215. A volunteer, vet, or disabled couple, $177. And if you're a family and you have a nanny, you can get a nanny pass for $112.
Wow.
So for the audience that listens to the show, the important ones are the senior, which is $88 for the summer, and the senior couple, which is $112.
Okay, now, Tully's open to everybody. Just talk about Tully for a second, right? You can buy a pass. You can go to Tully if you live in North Hempstead.
If you live in North Hempstead, you can come on a daily. You can just pay for the day.
Okay.
Or you could join for 4 months.
Okay.
Or you can join for the year.
Okay. Now, that's the only pool, right? All the other pools are specific, like...
Well, all the other pools are only open in the summer. Yes. Yes.
Well, yeah, but to me, what I'm hearing here is you have the option of being able to, if the weather's kind of shaky, you can swim inside, and if it's nice, you can go.
Oh, this is a tremendous opportunity for people
who
are being a little bit thrown out because, and they're going to have a wonderful pool then the following year.
Right. You have a choice of a beach, a pool, or an indoor pool.
Yeah, so, and whatever the day happens to bring, which is very nice.
A much lower rate than belong to a country club.
Oh, yeah, yes. No,
I've used Tully Pool. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing, and I haven't brought my grandson's kids over there ever because it never worked out, but that little kiddie section
with
the sprinklers and stuff is wonderful.
We now have zero entry there, and they do have some water features, and we do have water slide there, which is you have to be 48 inches of toilet to use, so it is for the
slightly
older children, but... you have to be over 4 feet to use it. But we do have the zero entry and the water features for the smaller children.
Zero entry?
Zero entry pool.
Meaning?
Meaning it starts at zero and then it gradually goes in. So it's as if you're at the beach where you start walking in and it gets deeper.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's no step to go in. It's just a gradual incline.
Okay.
And at Tully, by the way, you talk about your grandchildren. There's a playground there as well. And if you're into running and there's a track and softball fields and tennis you know, there's a lot of good stuff there.
Oh, it's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
If we're going to keep talking about Tully.
That's fine.
They always have the big concert.
Yes, we do. We have a stadium show on August 4th. It's a Friday night. And this year we call it the British Invasion. And it's really neat. We have a tribute band to the Beatles, which is Strawberry Fields. They'll start the concert. And the second band is called Street Fighter, which is a tribute to the Rolling Stones. So it's our British Invasion this year, and it's so much fun. It's all free. Just come on down, and we have parking in our parking lot and across the street at New Hyde Park High School. And if it should rain, which I cross my fingers. It never rains on any night I have a show. Chaminade High School has been gracious enough to let us use their auditorium,
which is
very large.
That's
and seats many hundred people, and it's air-conditioned, which is good for August.
Right.
And so we're all set for August 4th. You don't want to miss the British Invasion. It's going to be so much fun. Those are two really good bands, and they're fun.
Will you be singing with them?
No, because then you wouldn't want to be there. No. I will speak, but not sing. Believe me, you don't want to hear that.
But that's always been, I've never gotten to it.
Oh, you need to
Because every time, there's always been something else.
Oh.
I can hear the music from Tully where I live.
Have you really?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I live opposite the football field.
Oh, the stadium.
Yeah. Not that one, but the high school.
Oh, the high school.
So there's the high school and then Tully. Is on the other side.
Correct, yes.
Right. It's always a great concert, and it's always a great community event because a lot of people run into people from the neighborhood that maybe they haven't seen in a while.
Event, right.
So
yeah.
it is a get-together.
It really
and that
is.
One you bring a chair, right?
Yes, bring a chair,
I remember
please.
That, you know, people,
it's free, but you need to bring a chair. We usually have a few extra chairs out there, but not enough. And there is stadium seating as well.
Right in the back.
Right.
Okay.
But you can hear it because we have good sound that covers the whole stadium.
We also have Beach Feast.
That's community services. Yes, it's in August this year.
Oh, that doesn't go through you guys?
No.
Okay. I just think it's on the beach, so I'm just assuming it's yours.
Yeah, no. But we do have a country weekend this year.
Go ahead. Let's hear about that one.
I love country. Saturday night, July 15th, we're at Manor Haven for Broken Road. It's a Rascal Flatts tribute band. And they have really gotten so many rave reviews. This tribute band honors, like I said, Rascal Flatts, who just recently sold so many million copies of albums. And you would think this was the Rascal Flatts band. They look like them and sound like them exactly. And that's Saturday, July 15th at the ball field at Manor Haven, 7:30. Bring a snack, bring a chair.
I'm not knocking them.
Blanket.
I think it's amazing to have a tribute band to a band I never heard of before.
Oh, you don't know Rascal Flatts?
No. Like,
okay.
Is there a tribute? Like, that's really cool.
I hate to break it to you. There's a lot of bands we've never heard of.
Well, the Beatles, I understand.
Okay. Well, on Sunday, then, the second part of this weekend with Ring of Fire is, I mentioned before, the Michael Patrick tribute to Johnny Cash. I know you've
not
heard
Johnny
of
Cash
Johnny
right
Cash,
now.
Yeah, with his deep voice. The most recognized voice in country music, and Michael Patrick does a super job. So it's July 15, July 16. If you like country, you have to
come. That's a great weekend for the people.
Yeah,
I agree.
It is.
And that's a great
flyer
you have made there.
Isn't that a nice flyer?
Yeah.
You can just call me at 311, ask for Mary at Parks, and I'll be happy to send you that.
Terrific.
Okay. Yes.
Do you have, like, if you want, well, I know there's an email newsletter that comes out for the town of North Hempstead. Now that I think about it sitting here, are these concerts usually included in those newsletters?
The Project Independence
No,
newsletter?
There's a town also has
well,
a newsletter.
Well, I just know we do the mailing once a year. I don't know if the concerts are included because I think that's usually messages that they want to get out for current items in the town, but I don't know that concerts are part of that.
Right, okay.
It'll be in our Project Independence email newsletter.
Thank
Will
you.
It be? Okay. One date also that I'm going to throw out here because I was looking at it is July 18th.
Mm.
This is at Clark.
Oh.
Tom Chapin.
Yes.
I actually went to something he did like a couple of years ago. It's tremendous.
Oh, he's tremendous. We're so fortunate to have him come. We're going to open with David Sear, who is a North Hempstead resident.
I know
and
David.
A very famous folk singer. And then following David's performance will be Tom Chapin, and that is July 18th at our beautiful Botanic Garden, Clark Garden. And I'm hoping everyone comes. And again, just bring a chair, and it's so beautiful there.
Oh, that's gorgeous place. It really is.
We have a nice array of concerts there. We open up July 11th with Family Night, and Plaza Theatrical Productions doing Madagascar. And people come, bring their kids, bring their grandkids. We're going to do arts and crafts, the mass from Madagascar, and then the production. And then there's the folk night. And then we have an instrumental pop music night featuring the New York Brass Choir under the baton of the famous Dean Karahalis. And that, you don't want to miss that. And then following it, the same night, we have a movie on the big screen, and it's the 30th anniversary of Dirty Dancing, and we're showing that right after the Dean Karahalis concert. And it's all free, and you, it's just a great night. You start at 7 p.m., you'll get home about 11, so...
Actually, every concert throughout the season is free.
Yeah.
And the only thing that you expense-wise is the ones that are at
the beach.
There's a parking fee, right?
That's it. Manor Haven, not at night.
You can walk in anyway. Every place else, you can park on the street
right.
and walk into it. Clock, there's no fee.
No fee at all.
So it behooves people to, you know, either call 311 to get the list,
right.
mark a few of these things down.
Yeah.
They're enjoyable, and it's a free night out.
Absolutely. You know, so many people pay a lot of money to go to these theaters, even the local ones, to see concerts. And there's so much money. And they don't want to drive into the city for mm-hmm. a concert. So come to your own parks.
You know, I didn't realize until preparing for this show, go real fast, but there's a lot of parks in North Hempstead.
Yeah.
And it's taken for granted. And I think there's a lot of work connected to maintaining all these
yes.
parks. How many parks are there? I got to count here.
I know there's 30-something parks.
Yeah.
If you include
33.
If you include the satellite parks.
Right.
You know what? That's a question for next time, because there's 7 seconds to go.
Chapter
2. No, it's 40.
40. Okay, 40 terrific.
Yeah, I do remember. It's
Kevin
40.
And Mary, I want to thank you both
thank
so much.
You
brought so much information, and there's so much to do in this town that this is just the tip of the iceberg. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.